I wonder, do you ever feel life is like walking up a descending escalator? And no matter how hard you try or the effort that you put in, you never seem to be able to get to where you want to go. You never seem to be able to get to the top. You're unable to rest because if you do, you just go all the way back down to the bottom. It's tiring. It's frustrating. It's embarrassing. It's unrewarding. Is that sometimes how you feel about life? And for some, this escalator is a picture of trying to earn more money, trying to be more popular, trying to cope with all of the pressures of family life or all the pressures of work life or trying to please God, yet just in ourselves we know that we can never do enough. I think as we look around the world, we see that we live in a restless world. We are all trying to go up these descending escalators and seemingly getting nowhere because we live in a restless world that is 24/7 everything. Shops, email, work, internet, Netflix, whatever we want to do, it's 24/7, it's on demand, it's always vying for our attention. Check those emails one more time, check Facebook one more time, do one more TikTok, get one more series on Netflix in. And yet Jesus comes to us compassionately and humbly this morning and offers us a great invitation. It's an invitation to the weary and the burdened, people like me and people like you. And the same invitation he offered 2,000 years ago is relevant for us today. And we're going to see the king's call to the weary. And first of all, we're going to see the king's invitation. This is a magnificent Bible passage that we're looking at today. And he says in verse 28 of Matthew chapter 11, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest." This is an invitation to come. This is an invitation to leave what you're currently doing over here and come. Come to what? Come to a philosophy? Come to rules and regulations? It's come to Jesus. It's come to a person. This is an invitation to come to a person, and that person is Jesus. Who's the invitation for? Well, it's all. This is a universal call to all of us here in the building, watching at home, to our friends and our families who would never think about darkening the door of a church. This is an invitation to them because we all need to hear this call because we are all weary and heavy burdened with life and with our sin. And the good news this morning is that there's nothing that has happened in our past or in the past of your friends and family that exclude you from being part of this call. And there's nothing in our past that means that we don't need to hear this call either. This call is for all of us, to the weary and burdened. Some commentators say that weary are the things that we add on to ourselves that bog us down and to make us weary, our own issues that we bring on ourselves, and the heavy burdens are things that other people put on us and the expectations of others and the loads that they ask us to carry. So what makes us weary and heavy burdened? Well, I think sometimes trying to find our rest in the creation rather than in the Creator. And that's what idolatry is, worshipping something that God has made rather than worshipping God. And things that promise us rest on our adverts and that on TV and on other ways, and yet they just never seem to offer us that rest that we are looking for. Trying to find rest from within ourselves rather than just seeking help from outside. Augustine, a great church father, said that our hearts are restless until they find rest in God alone. And how true that is. It was true hundreds and hundreds of years ago, and it's true for us today. We live in a restless world because people aren't looking to God to find their rest. We can also be wearing heavy burdens because of the sin and the guilt that we have in our lives. And sometimes this comes from just trying to break all of the rules and to be as flamboyant a sinner as we can and doing whatever we want, like the younger son in this story of the prodigal son, and just living life's our way. Or it could be like the older brother and the prodigal son, trying to keep all of the rules and regulations and trying to earn our way and to please God our Father. Both are wrong and they lead to a real burden of sin and guilt. We could also come weary and heavy late because of just the anxieties of life. And who hasn't been anxious over the past 6 months? Who isn't anxious as they look ahead in this new term up until Christmas? Who's not anxious? With all of the news reports and the things that we read, of course we are anxious. And Jesus says to all of us to come to him. One commentator so helpfully says that you don't need to unburden or collect yourself and then come to Jesus. Your burden is what qualifies you to come to Jesus. And all that we bring to the party is our weariness and our heavy burdens. And we bring them to Jesus and he brings us the grace and the mercy and the rest. She said, Keith, well, what would prevent somebody from accepting this invitation? What would prevent our friends and our family from saying yes to Jesus and giving their lives to him this morning? Well, sometimes we just love sin more than we love our Savior. Sometimes even as Christians, there can be sin issues in our lives that continue to hold us back and weigh us down because we just love them more than we love obeying Jesus. Sometimes we just love making more money so that we can have more things, so that we can have a bigger house to put more things into and go on bigger holidays, trying to find rest from the stresses and anxieties of life. And it's a revolving circle that just doesn't help. But what is this invitation that Jesus offers to one and all this morning offer? Well, at the end of the verse is a wonderful promise. It says, I will give you rest. Rest for our souls. Rest from the needs to impress others. Rest from having to have the latest everything. Rest from trying to earn our way to God and earn our salvation. Rest in the midst of a restless world. This is what the whole world is wanting, but they don't know where to look for. This is what is offered in Jesus Christ this morning. I wonder how does that sound to you this morning? A teacher at a new class of pupils on a whole new book of principles and policies to follow. As a healthcare worker on the front line, as a parent or grandparent worried about your children and grandchildren, or even somebody who comes to church with a burden of sin on their lives and you've never come to Jesus and repented of your sin, or possibly you have and there's still a few sin issues that are really holding you back this morning. How does this invitation that Jesus offers to you directly this morning to come? Not come to the front, not come to a membership class, it's come to Jesus. And you can do that right now where you sit. This is a wonderful invitation of the King. But secondly, we also see the school of the King. As we come and as we accept his invitation, we then enroll into the school of the King. It says in verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Many teachers and pupils have joyously returned to the classroom in the past week or two. But here's an offer to enroll in the classroom of the master teacher, Jesus. To sit at his feet, to learn from him, as it says here, or to learn about him, as some other translations have it. We learn from Jesus and we learn about Jesus. He is the teacher and he is the syllabus. He says, take my yoke upon you. This is a slightly unfamiliar turn to us today, but it's a wooden instrument that would have been put around the neck of two oxen to plow a field. Quite often an older and a younger oxen, a stronger and a weaker oxen, and it's so that they can work together and so that one can learn how to do it from the other one. And Jesus says, take this on you and learn from me. And possibly you're thinking this morning, well, Jesus says to come and to find rest, and now I have to put something on and I have to get to work. Well, think of it as somebody out in the sea and they're drowning and they're offered a buoyancy aid, and you think, well, I don't want to take that buoyancy because that's just going to add weight and that's going to be an even heavier thing to carry and that's not going to help. But of course, we all know that a buoyancy aid is going to help that person float and to go along and to be rescued. This is what the yoke of Jesus is offering: direction in life, help in life. It calls us to intimacy with Jesus because we are yoked to him. He is the master teacher and we are the learner. We are the one who have all of our burdens and we can cast them onto Jesus, and he is the one who is strong and can carry them. You say, Keith, well, what can we learn in this school of Jesus? Well, we can learn how to pray. Isn't that what the disciples asked Jesus? Lord, teach us to pray. We can learn how to serve because we come to Jesus as King to serve him, to make disciples, to fulfill the great commission that he has given to us, to pass on his wonderful deeds from one generation to the other, to the other, to the other. Learn how to handle betrayal from our close friends. Learn how to suffer well. Learn how to resist temptation. Learn from Jesus' rhythms of work and of rest. So much to learn, and we're never going to graduate from this classroom. This is a classroom where we'll be for the rest of our days. Always more to learn, always more to apply. What is the result of going to this classroom? Well, it says at the end of the verse there as well, and you will find rest for your souls. As we take up this yoke, as we walk along life with Jesus, as we learn from him, as we obey him, as we put into practice his teachings, we will find continual rest for our souls. So many Christians today, I feel, are restless because we're not walking closely enough with Jesus. We aren't hearing his voice. We aren't communicating with him. We're trying to still live life independently from him and from his word. Rest, continual rest for our souls. As we come into this new term in life, not just in church, but in the wider community as well, it's a good time for us to assess things, isn't it? I wonder, do we need to get into the classroom of Jesus again? Do we need to say, Lord, I'm sorry for bunking off for the summer or for longer, and I need to get back and I need to learn from you. I need to sit at your feet once again in your word, praying with other Christians. I really need that. Do we need to get back to some of the basics of Christian living rather than thinking that we know how to do it and getting back to allowing God through his word to graciously and humbly teach us it? The invitation of the King is to come. We then get to enroll in the school of the King. And thirdly, I wanted to see the heart of the King because I think this is a wonderful passage that really shows us what is beneath the flesh of Jesus. One commentator said, if you pull back the flesh of the Terminator, you'll find a machine. Pull back the flesh in Christ and you'll find love. This is the greatest teacher of all time, who shows grace, mercy, and compassion. He is humble and he is gentle. He's not like that old teacher that you used to have, who was always pointing out your faults and your failings, and nothing that you would do would ever please him. Jesus is a teacher who is gentle and humble. He always has time for you. He's not pointing fingers, he's opening his arms. He's not criticizing, he's encouraging. He is gentle and lowly towards you. You see, we believe that Jesus' heart to the lost is gentle and lowly as Christians, don't we? Well, also to us as Christians, as we come into his family, his heart doesn't change. He remains to be gentle and lowly towards us. He is a wonderful Savior. He is a wonderful teacher to help us to continue to find that rest. He always has time for you. He is going to help you and to carry you. He's always willing to welcome you back. And possibly this morning is a time for you to come back to this classroom, to take his yoke again and to start learning again from him. In our house, we have two boys who are 4 and nearly 1. And they love nothing more than getting a couple of balloons. And even though they're Daddy is one of them, they love to blow up these balloons and just hit them up into the air and try to keep them off the ground. And they get very upset if the balloon comes back and hits the ground. But this is sometimes a picture of how we try to live our lives on our own. And we go up and down, and we go up and down. It's a real struggle. And living life with Jesus, taking his yoke upon us, it's like filling one of those balloons with helium, where he carries us in all of the bobs and all of the buoyancy and in all of his gentleness and all of his lowliness. He does the work for us. He is a wonderful Savior. He will meet us at our place of need. And he'll continue to live with us in that place of need for the rest of our days. One commentator says, he never tires of sweeping us into his tender embrace. It is his very heart. The king's invitation, the king's school, and the king's heart. In a world where there are many forces calling to you this week, today, and in the days ahead, I wonder, will you listen to the voice of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ himself, who says, come, learn, and find rest. Let's pray. Father, thank you that Jesus' call is for all of us to come and to learn and to find rest. Father, pray in the days ahead that we will be people who demonstrate the fact that we have found rest in Jesus, in our workplaces, in our families, in our communities. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.